Thank you very much and welcome back. Many commodities have been facing challenges for the last couple of years, if not struggling. But one sector that has enjoyed some success is cattle, specifically certified Angus beef. Carol Lee, Director of Producer Engagement at CAB, says 2024 was a great year.
We were able to boast our second best year ever for certified Angus beef with sales in excess of 1.23 billion pounds of product, the best year we've had since pre-COVID. And one of the most encouraging things is that it's not happened in a year when beef prices are the lowest. We know that consumers aren't going to the meat case to purchase beef because it's the cheapest protein out there, but we know that when they are going to the meat case to purchase beef, they want something that's quality. They want a trusted brand that they can take home and have a high quality eating experience.
When it comes to demand domestically and internationally, Lee says one of the areas she sees great growth opportunity is within the prime category.
And talk about, you know, kind of flying in the face of economics. When beef prices are already high, you wouldn't necessarily expect prime to be an area of emphasis. But again, as we continue to elevate consumer expectations with that consumer demand, we're continuing to see a tremendous amount of interest in the certified Angus beef prime category.
Lee added they are also seeing more cattle make it across the finish line into the prime box. She encourages Angus producers to consider that prime designation for their animals. And when it comes to the future of Angus, long term, Lee notes that genetics will continue to play a vital role, allowing more and more cows to get that prime designation. Certified Angus beef reported a record-setting spring in terms of sales amid a difficult landscape for beef businesses. CAB said sales and supply records have been the bright spot. Based solely on headcount, the end of March produced the second largest week of certified carcasses, 134,330 head. As was pointed out, prime carcasses are dominating, with genetics geared towards performance and profit and increased days on feed, as well as heavier carcass weights. More choice and prime carcasses have been produced lately. Certified Angus beef president John Steika says, "What we've learned from consumers is that when they try to determine the value proposition, what ultimately opposes price in their decision making is quality. With grilling season in full swing, an uptick in backyard barbecues expected, equating to a bump in beef sales." After a record performance in 2024, U.S. beef exports to Central America have continued to climb this year. U.S. Meat Export Federation Regional Representative Lucia Romano says consumers have a growing appetite for higher-end beef cuts sold at meat boutiques, and U.S. Meat Export Federation helps promote these sales through support from USDA and the Beef Checkoff Program.
In the retail channel, the meat boutiques have become a growing trend toward the consumption of premium products and specialty meats. So we have a variety of these type of stores that have become very trendy and very convenient for consumers. We like to support our commercial partner to grow their business. We have seminars where we share the information about the industry and the cuts that we are promoting. And we have master classes where we give this type of demonstrations of a specific cut that we want to promote. We support barbecue competitions and festivals. We also have trade teams where we bring our commercial partners to the U.S. to learn from firsthand of the industry. And of course, we have social media that is a very important tool for us.
Central America also seeing a boom in tourism, and the growth is in new areas such as El Salvador and Guatemala.
In 2024, the Central America region received 11% more visitors versus 2023. El Salvador received 3.9 million visitors, and this is a historic record. El Salvador has become a very secure country now, and they have been doing a lot of promotion of the beaches that they have. So international tourism is getting to know this country. We have Guatemala with 3.2 million visitors. And then Costa Rica, that has been always the first country in tourism here in Central America. And for the first time, Costa Rica was surpassed by El Salvador and Guatemala. So there is a boom in tourism here, and governments are investing to meet the growing demand.
For more, visit the U.S. Meat Export Federation website at usmef.org. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back for one last thought.